Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A very frustrating, I know, frustrating outcome for citizens who want to see somebody involved in the murder of anybody punished. But yeah, this case with the Miranda violation involving the killing of Ladarius Clarity is, I mean, to me, the law is pretty clear.
Ladarius Clarity was known by his community as a Pensacola football star. His life came to an end in July 2021 when he was mistakenly targeted and shot to death while driving. Today, the First District Court of Appeal reversed DeQuavion Snowden's conviction and life sentence. The court found that when Snowden was interrogated in 2021, he requested a lawyer three separate times, but Escambia County deputies didn't get him an attorney and did not stop questioning him. The court says they violated Snowden's Miranda rights.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how that works. That's why you have, you had Miranda, they call them Miranda rights because of the case Miranda versus Arizona, which required that the police inform people about their rights. You actually, Miranda rights are not, it's hard to, how do you say that? They're not from that case. They're in the Constitution. The idea of Miranda is that you are obligated to tell people what their constitutional rights are against self-incrimination, right to have an attorney present, you know, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. We all know the formula. It's actually one of the few things that that cop shows get right, you know. And if you ask for an attorney, those are the magic words, you know, questioning has to stop. You have to go away and they have to get you or allow you access to an attorney. And apparently over the course of the 13-hour interrogation, which in and of itself is perfectly allowable, if somebody says, give me an attorney, you got to stop and give them an attorney.
First, Snowden asked investigators, quote, any way I can talk to my lawyer or anything. Later, Snowden told them, quote, that's why I need a lawyer or something. I don't know what to tell y'all. 17 minutes after, Snowden said, quote, I need a lawyer. The interrogation lasted 13 hours as Snowden continued making incriminating statements with no counsel present. Those statements were shown to a jury, leading them to a verdict in less than 90 minutes.
I'm actually surprised that the judge allowed it. Because I get my understanding from reading the PNJ story, I did not follow the particulars of the case. I don't typically follow court cases. There's just so much time it takes to follow them. But it sounds like the original attorney objected and I'm guessing was overruled. And looking at it now, I think, how on earth did they get overruled? I mean, there's some portions of the testimony that might have been allowed depending on when he started asking for an attorney. You know, if it's 13 hours and he asks in the 11th hour, well, the first 10 hours would be admissible. But if he says in, you know, minute one, I want an attorney, that's it, you're done. And what's especially fascinating about this very frustrating case, because, you know, according to his confession in the conversation and according to all the evidence, I mean, you know, he was involved in the shooting, but he didn't pull the trigger. He drove the car, one of the two cars. Okay. So, you know, the story, Clarity and his friend were at a dice game. These two guys saw him. They mistook him for somebody else that they thought had a hit out on them, which is kind of just amazing that these things go on. They returned with their friends, and the two cars chased him and eventually, you know, did a basically drive-by, shot 50 times at the car, killed Eldy, and very dangerously wounded his friend. And then there were prosecutions. A couple of those cases got dropped. I don't know the details. I wish I did. But in this case, the two brothers were charged, and this one in particular was convicted and given you know, a sentence of life. I don't know why the death penalty wasn't pursued for people shooting 50 times at somebody and killing them, but I don't have answers for you. But I do know this, part of this case was that he said to them, you know, I don't know why you are pursuing a murder charge against me. I only drove the car. Well, under the law, driving the car makes you a felony murder rule accomplice. If there's a felony and you facilitated it, you know, and there's a murder, you're in it. You know, and just like if, and we've talked about this so many times with Mike Wood and Chip Simmons and Bob Johnson, if you drive the car to the gas station and they shoot somebody, you're a murderer. That's the felony murder rule. But not everybody knows that law. And so it's actually very understandable that somebody who is involved in being an accomplice to a murder wouldn't know that driving the car makes him a murderer under the law. And so he would say, all I did was drive the car. Zip, zop, we're done. The case is closed. Except that he asked for an attorney. But that's exactly why you want an attorney. Because the attorney can come in and protect you from your own admissions and self-incrimination, which you're not obligated to do. So we have this kind of weird tension in the law, right? On the one hand, not knowing the law, which apparently he did not know the law. Let's take him at face value. So he didn't know he was committing a murder. I mean, he knew he was involved in a crime, but not murder. So the law expects you to be responsible for obeying the law, even if you don't know it. But the law also protects you from your ignorance of the law by providing for you an attorney to advise you once you've broken the law or are accused of it. It's a weird tension, actually. It's a very weird tension in the law. But we do this because we want to protect people against being punished if they're innocent or against governments being oppressive, which historically, the danger from oppressive governments is a much greater threat than the danger from individual criminals being allowed to go free under procedural requirements like, you know, probable cause and having warrants and right against self-incrimination and the entitlement to have an attorney present during your questioning. So it's a frustrating case. The case is not over. He doesn't get dismissed and, you know, get let free. He gets to go back and be retried. Presumably the retrial will not be allowed to use this evidence against him this time, and we'll see what comes of it. But this is literally a textbook example of the right to have an attorney and why you provide people an attorney. And also, I mean, frankly, a textbook failure of the, I hate to say it, but of the officers doing the questioning and of the trial judge, or so it looks to me based on all the information I have. So we'll talk to Chip about this on Tuesday and find out what he knows and what he's done to, you know, improve training for folks. But yeah, and very frustrating because you know a really bad guy is not yet convicted. I'm assuming he'll still be convicted, but you never know. The other cases got dropped. So what can you say? John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you're on North Pace Boulevard right around Massachusetts Avenue, we've got an accident that just happened with a roadblock. First responders are on their way to the scene, but it's starting to cause some delays on Pace Boulevard. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly this morning. I'm not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter 3 times, "Lovest thou me?" And 3 times, Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com. or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
There's one question every couple needs to answer. What if something happens to us? Kids, a house, a life you've built, but no estate plan? That's a risk you don't want to take. With Trust and Will, it's fast, secure, and easy to protect what matters most. Start your plan today at trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO to save 20%. Check it off your list. One less thing to worry about. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Trust and Will.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 720 on News Radio 92.3. In just a second, we'll talk to Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Two quick notes. One is somebody texted me at 437-1620 and basically said, look, the greater danger to letting a murderer go free or an accomplice to murder go free is allowing oppressive governments to systematically violate people's rights, arrest, abuse, harass, invade their privacy without warrants. I completely agree. That's why we have the Bill of Rights, and that's why historically we're much more willing to let bad people commit crimes and go free if we can't prosecute and convict them, because we're much more worried about the oppressive potential of government. It is much more able to oppress and harm in the numbers of millions rather than in the numbers of individuals. Second thing is somebody said, Andrew, I generally like what you do, but I thought you were off base yesterday when you dismissed the plane that dropped several hundred feet, 1,000 feet, and then 25 people were hospitalized. That's not something to trivialize. It's fair. It's a fair criticism. I still think that we over-report on incidents and near incidents in the air in an irrational way compared to, say, cars, which we, we never report on. They say it ran into somebody and had a headache or a head injury or a broken arm or happens all the time, right? But it's a fair note. I still think that the criticism of the coverage of air non-incidents or near incidents, or in this case, it's an incident but nobody died and the plane landed safely. I still think that they're way overly dramatized in an irrational way. But fair note, I'll take it. 721, Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, happy Friday to you. Anything of note happened this weekend, or how did things go at the beach? Or this week, sorry.
It's been going very well. We had pretty flat, calm water last few days, and hit and miss showers, and it's just August, now, and we're getting into ending days of summer. So our junior lifeguards finished today.
Okay.
Second group of junior lifeguards will finish their training today, so we're happy about that.
And they're back to school, what, is it next week, the week after that? They're back to school pretty soon, I assume. That's why it has to end, right?
Yeah. Right. It's a week from Monday.
Okay. Very good. What are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions?
Hit and miss showers, maybe yellow flag. The Gulf might be a little active, but nothing to take note of that I could discuss. I'm happy to say we don't have a tropical storm, so
we'll take it. Just another
so everything. Yeah. No, it's heat. Heat is the issue. Heat is a big issue you have to be aware of.
Absolutely. I saw the temperature was going to be 92, 93 today, and so I think that still puts us in heat advisory territory. But even if it isn't exactly within the parameters of an official advisory, it is still very dangerous to be out in the heat and active and not paying attention to it, not hydrating a lot, right?
Yes, that's correct. Hydrate and replace your lost fluids and electrolytes.
And it's amazing how much difference a beach umbrella or a tent makes for shade. It is amazing how much difference that can make to keeping people safe, right?
Yeah, well, you're out there in the air show, you're underneath your tent, and yep. You remember when you stepped outside that shade of the tent, you felt the heat of the sun, right?
Brutal.
Yes. So any type of shade, sunscreen, hydrate with plenty of fluids, alcohol. Alcohol actually dehydrates you, so just take that in mind.
Absolutely. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you for the time you give us every week to keep us informed about safety and keep our beaches safe and training our lifeguards. I really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. 724 News Radio 92.3. Oh, earlier in the show, by the way, I did a much longer treatment of the Clarity shooting case that in the 5 o'clock hour, if you want to listen to that. It's the same points, just made at more length with more detail on the podcast page. Also, last hour at the beginning, I read you this column that was published in the Independent UK newspaper. Very, very glowing review of Pensacola as a tourist destination. You should read it. It's fascinating. I've got it linked up on our Facebook page if you want to read it for yourself or share it. It's one of those, holy smokes, man, like, you know, if I'm the cheerleader for Pensacola, and I usually am, I couldn't have written it that well. Like, it was very, I mean, made me want to visit Pensacola, and I live here, so that's good. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning. Senate Republicans rejecting an attempt by Democrats to block President Trump from using the luxury jet given to the U.S. by Qatar. The Senate Appropriations Committee on Thursday voted down party lines against the amendment to the annual defense spending bill. The amendment would have blocked funds used for transfer of a presidential transport aircraft that has been under foreign registry to a non-government entity. UCLA says they're losing $200 million in federal research funding after being accused of anti-Semitism. UCLA Chancellor Julio Frank says the federal government is stripping the funding due to alleged bias during last year's pro-Palestinian protests on campus. And
I believe the locals there call it UCLA.
That sounds
UCLA,
legit.
UCLA. Yeah, right. John, you've heard that
sounds
a lot.
Legit,
UCLA.
Yeah.
They left the.
Yes, I've heard it, Andrew. I agree completely, Andrew.
Nobody calls it that. Go ahead, David. You're going to tell me about the launch.
The launch of NASA's SpaceX Crew 11 had to be delayed yesterday because of bad weather. The Falcon 9 is scheduled to blast off this morning at 10:43 our time from the Kennedy Space Center. The crew will be on a six-month mission on the space station.
If you had to estimate it, what percentage of the time do these scheduled launches actually go off? I don't know what the actual number is, but if you had to ballpark estimate it, what would it be?
75%.
I'd say about 50 or 60%.
I would say a third.
Canceled.
I would say a really low number. Because
really?
I actually assume it's not going to happen most of the time.
Why?
Because I feel like it doesn't happen most of the time.
Well, then that's
Any
why
other
you
math
gave it a low number.
You need, John?
You know what? We're going to step outside.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
That's right. We are back to rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Avalon 98, Highway 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm looking it up to see if I can get, stupid AI is going to give me an answer. Oh, you're going to hate me.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here's what AI says. Now, I put the asterisk on that because now, you know, Chrome gives you AI first, okay? AI says, it's difficult to pinpoint an exact percentage for NASA launches occurring on time as success rates vary. This is the voice of AI, okay?
Oh,
okay. It's Hal, okay? However, historical data shows that NASA's on-time launch rate has fluctuated significantly. For example, in the years following the Columbia accident, NASA saw a 33% success rate in terms of liftoff versus delays. So I'm right back then. In contrast, the space shuttle's program's most successful years, 97 and 98, saw an 81% on-time launch rate. More recently, the Falcon 9 rocket has achieved a 99.4 success rate over 521 launches,
really?
According to Wikipedia.
Really?
See?
Mm-hmm. You tried to get yourself in there that you won. Mm-hmm.
I won 30 years ago. Which... And I'm not even talking about my marriage. All right, 728 on News Radio 92.3. I mean, that's true.
Yes.
Hey, if you need to buy that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality, almost new, slightly used cars. One owner, probably, maybe two. Low miles, great condition. They're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They a lot of them come back on leases. You know, that's kind of one of their things they do a lot of is, you know, businesses lease a car for a year or two and then And then they get the next newest one. And so places like Frontier, catch them at auction or whatever. That's how we got our car. It came back at a lease in Orlando for the dealership. Honda down there put it up for pre-owned certified. Couldn't sell it. Put it up for auction. Frontier bought it. We found it. It was our unicorn. We were trying to find one like that just to drive it. We drove it. We loved it. The price was amazing. It was the exact car we wanted. It was just about 6 months too early. And we're like, well, we can't turn this down. So we bought a car. And it was that easy. I mean, it was the knowest of no pressure situations for us. And that's why we love Frontier, because they know you don't like to be there. And they're going to try to make it as painless as possible. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, hey, John, I have the biggest news of the day. You ready?
I'm ready.
And I'm not even being, I mean, I'm being a little sarcastic about it being the biggest news of the day, but it is the best news of the day. We have a new type of candy. We have a new cookie candy. I don't know exactly what you want to call it. Oreo is partnering with Reese's.
Oh, yeah. I like that already, buddy.
Oreo is partnering with Reese's to release not one, but two new treats. One treat is an Oreo cookie, you know, the chocolatey, crunchy cookie, with Reese's peanut butter chocolate filling. So they've put the Reese's inside the Oreo.
I just gained 20 pounds.
That's number one. Number two is the exact reverse, is the shaped Reese's cup that's got part Reese's chocolate and peanut butter and part crunchy Oreo cream topping and chocolate crunches inside of it. So it's, you know, pick your shape and get the same sort of the same outcome either way.
You're right. The best news of the day.
Unequivocally good news for everybody except those of us who are trying to lose weight. It's going to, they're, you know, limited offerings, pre-sales begins August 18th. They'll fully release in January of 26.
Jalosi, stocks fell around the world after President Trump's latest move to remake the global trading system when he laid out tariffs for countries that failed to make a trade deal before today's deadline.
Mostly 15 to 20%, with some much higher. The highest in the world now, Syria, 41%, Laos and Burma, 40%, Switzerland, 39%, and Canada, our neighbors to the north, 35%.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. A manhunt underway for a suspect linked to a quadruple murder in Tennessee.
29-year-old Austin Drummond wanted for first-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, and weapons charges after police say he murdered four family members found Tuesday afternoon in a remote area of northwest Tennessee just hours after an infant belonging to two of those victims was found in a car seat in a front yard in a random person's home more than 30 miles away.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy right now. We've got 84 degrees with the heat index up to just about triple digits. Today, negotiations to acquire the old Escambia County Medical Center Clinic on North Palafox by the city of Pensacola are now on hold after the property owners rescinded their previous signed agreement with the city. The city had intended to use that site for community development projects such as the Hollis T. Williams Stormwater Project. The city did request two key terms, the ability to conduct an environmental review and access to the building before it went before the city council. Code enforcement fines on that property now continue accumulating. One of the men convicted in the murder of former football standout Ladarius Clarity in 2021 will have a new trial after the court found his Miranda rights were violated. The court ruled 25-year-old Dekavion Snowden had invoked his right to an attorney multiple times during a lengthy interrogation, yet investigators continued questioning him without having an attorney present. Snowden's conviction, which did result in a life sentence, is now overturned. The legal process will have to start fresh. A date for a new trial has not been set. Ladarius Clarity was shot 14 times in his vehicle after a dice game. Investigators said it appeared that it was a case of mistaken identity. Dekavion's brother, Amos Snowden, was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in the case last January. He's currently serving a life sentence. Three other men were also charged in that case, but those charges ended up being dropped by the state attorney's office. The Florida Department of Health Santa Rosa has lifted a health advisory issued for Navarre Beach last week. Recent tests indicated the water quality at beach access is 37A, that's at the west end of the beach by the National Seashore, and 40B on the east end of the beach close to the pier, show an acceptable level of bacteria established by state guidelines. Now, learning a little bit more about that standoff last weekend between a domestic violence shooting suspect and PPD officers.
It started as a domestic violence issue involving an elderly couple. The husband shot the female in the head, but she was able to run from the house and call 911 and get officers over there. The initial officers that arrived were unable to make contact with the man that was still inside the house who refused to obey commands, so the SWAT team was called out.
PPD's Mike Wood. Eventually, he says officers used a Bearcat to breach a window, and then they sent in a drone. That's when they found the suspect had shot himself. Wood says domestic violence can be difficult to stop because it happens inside the walls of a private home. The suspect is reportedly in critical condition. The victim was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to survive. An Okaloosa County man who killed his whole family is now dead. The state of Florida executed Edward Zakruski yesterday in a Florida state prison. He died by lethal injection at 6:12 p.m. Zakruski confessed to killing his wife and his two children in 1994 at their home in Mariester. He was upset she was going to divorce him and take the kids to South Korea. Zakruski was a tech sergeant at the time at Eglin Air Force Base. He's the ninth person to be put to death in Florida this year. 7:35. News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some minor delays on Davis Highway as you go past West Florida Hospital headed toward Olive Road. And also Highway 29 southbound as you approach East 10 Mile Road. Seeing some minor delays there. We are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a chance of rain today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Saturday, 60% chance of rain, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Sunday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 92 and a low near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 84 degrees, almost triple digits with that heat index this morning. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are awaiting the July jobs report that will be due out in 10 minutes, and the reading is expected to show a slowing labor market. Dow Jones estimates call for a 100,000 increase to payrolls and for the unemployment rate to creep higher to 4.2%. President Trump said it will be very hard to reach a trade deal with Canada after the country said it planned to recognize a Palestinian state. The White House announced the U.S. will be raising tariffs on some Canadian goods from 25 to 35%. Amazon reported second quarter results that exceeded expectations. The company offered a profit guidance for the current quarter that was lighter than Wall Street's forecast. The guidance spooked investors who are eager to see Amazon's hefty investments in artificial intelligence pay off. Futures are sharply lower. That's ahead of inflation data that's set to be released in 10 minutes. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 433, the NASDAQ down 221, the S&P 500 down 58. That's Your Money Now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management. the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
Careful with that sexy tractor. You're going to get yourself canceled on TikTok, you know? 740 here on News Radio 92.3. Better not be a white, blonde, blue-eyed tractor, you know? Just saying. Got to watch these things these days. Ryan Jenkins is our good friend and farmer up in Jay, Florida, and he joins us first Friday of every month to give us an update on what he's doing on the farm and how things are going for farmers in the most important part of our economy that nobody ever talks about. Ryan Jenkins, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing fantastic. Hey, I had a follow-up question from a listener about last time you and I talked. I asked you the question about heat and do you like being in the heat, because it's unfathomable to me, but some people apparently do, and you said you do. In fact, it's the reason why you left being an emergency dispatcher, is because you didn't like, or at least part of the reason, that you didn't like doing it inside the the controlled air conditioning cubicle, and you like being out in the heat and working and sweating. And she said, some of her farmer friends say that the trailers that are, or the tractors that are enclosed with air conditioning, are actually counterproductive, because the getting in and out of the air conditioning to fix things and, you know, the temperature shift and shock is actually worse than just having a steady temperature of a non-air conditioned tractor. I'm curious what you think about that.
Well, you know, y'all ask some very good questions, but I'm going to tell you right now, when my air conditioner tears up in my tractor, I park it till I fix it.
I gotcha.
So I don't think it's a problem. You have to get some relief, and I definitely don't think it's counterintuitive. I think that you get in there and get some relief, and people don't really, they say that all the time. Well, you got that air conditioned cab, you're just sitting in the air conditioner all day.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you are sitting in the air conditioning all day. But those days are very, very few and far between.
Yeah.
Things are always breaking down. You're always having to go and do different jobs. Very rarely do you literally get to sit in the tractor all day. And when you do, it is nice, and it does help you recuperate from the days that you're not able to. So, it all just kind of comes out in the wash. But I would say it's a good thing and not a bad thing. And I don't think that getting in and out makes you softer or makes you where you can't handle the heat or anything like that. I think it's no different than what everybody else does when they get in and out of their car.
And I suspect that, as always is the case, one of the best answers would be, you're right. Why don't you come watch and participate for a day, and we'll see what you think after that.
I always say I'd love for people to walk in my shoes for a day.
I know you would. What are you all up to right now? What are you working on the farm?
Well, we finished all of our fertilizer stuff, and so now we're pretty much just watching our crops grow. There's a lot of scouting going on, which means you're going to each individual field and walking out in the field and checking for bugs or disease or weeds, just checking the overall status of the crop and coming up with a game plan, every week of what needs to be taken care of. So there's that going on. There is corn that is starting to dry down. So I certainly hope by the time we talk next month that we've harvested at least some, and I hope a good bit of our corn, you know, because next time we talk will be almost to peanut season. So we have to get our corn out before we get started on peanuts. So
and your
it's
corn,
coming along nicely.
I was just going to say, and your corn is a pretty small share of your overall crop size because a lot of what you do for corn is experimental trials and things like that. Is that, do I remember that correctly?
That's correct. This year it accounts for about 10% of our acres.
Okay. All right. And a lot of
which is a little bit more than actually a little bit more than usual. And we did that because the price of cotton was so bad. And, you know, now the price of corn is equally as bad. So, so we didn't really get anywhere, but that's the life of a farmer, right?
I thought I remembered, and I can't remember now whether it was this year or last year, but I thought maybe it was, I don't know. One year, the price of cotton you were projecting to be so bad that you were going to go almost 100% on peanuts as a way to, you know, work around that problem and make up for it. Was that last year or this year?
Well, Andrew, that was this year. And then we ended up with more cotton than we usually do. So, you know. One day you probably need to get a real farmer on here that's got it all figured out. So,
I think I found my real farmer. I think I'm good. That's funny.
I can't get anything figured out.
Oh, well,
anyway,
you know.
So, yeah, that was this year.
Okay,
I,
all know, right.
You'll figure out soon. I'm just your regular old run-of-the-mill loser, but anyway.
So not the case. So you guys are spraying, and you like to talk about the equipment that you use for spraying and the kinds of things that you spray, because this is one of those widely misunderstood, misrepresented things. Let me put you on pause for just a second. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. One of my, like, I get so many texts from people. When's Ryan going to be on again? I miss Ryan. I love Ryan so much. I do. I appreciate that. And I know he does too. And people stop him in the stores and all that kind of, I love that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Davis Highway headed southbound toward Olive Road, you're going to see some delays in that area right in front of the hospital. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins. So what do y'all talk about the spraying and talk about some of the things that people maybe don't fully understand about it?
Well, I do think there's a bad idea of how we treat the environment out there that has started over the last several years. And I think we're exactly opposite of what a lot of people think. You know, we try not to introduce anything into the environment that doesn't have to be, because we want it to take care of us. And another reason is because everything that we do introduce, all the inputs are extremely expensive. So yeah. If I can get by without doing it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So this time of the year, pretty much, you know, during the heat of the summer, all we're doing is spraying for the most part now. So like I said, we're out there scouting our pests. It's called integrated pest management. That's how we even come up with the idea that we need to spray. So that's out there scouting the fields, going through them, looking through them. And used to, if you saw a bug, a worm, a bug, or whatever, years ago, you just went out there and sprayed a product or a chemical that would just basically kill everything that was out there, all the bugs and worms. And now we use thresholds that have been agronomically tested, so that we know, hey, if we have a fall armyworm, for example, that it takes at least 10 of those within 100, checking 100 plants to cause an economic problem. So we won't, if we just go find one or two worms, 1 or 2% of worms, we won't spray. But if it ever gets above that threshold, then we'll go spray. And when we do go spray, we'll spray a very complex product that basically it'll only take out those bad worms. We want to try to keep our beneficial insects out there as their population as high as possible, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the good bugs eat the bad bugs.
Okay.
And so it's all highly specialized stuff that we're doing, and we try to do it as little as possible. And then another thing, like one of the products that I'll be putting out for some worms in my peanuts this week, we put 1.5 ounces per acre of the product. Well, the product, the active ingredient in the product, is then only a very small percentage of that 1.5 ounces. And as we've talked on here before, so for the lay people, but basically the playing area of a football field is roughly an acre. So if you think, a lot of people know how much a shot glass is or something like that, or a medicine cup.
Yeah.
That is about an ounce and a half. So that's the amount of product in which very little of it's actually active ingredient that we'll put out over an entire football field. So we're putting very, very, very little stuff into the environment. And when we do, it's because it has to be there or we're going to lose our crop. And hopefully we won't have to do it again that year because we're still protecting as much as possible our beneficial insects. So there's a lot. It's not just a haphazard decision that goes into do I spray or do I don't spray.
You know, it's interesting. So I was just going to say, we haven't talked a lot about this, but the two parts of that that strike me is that the perception that farmers are out there just spraying every form of poison they can possibly get their hands on in lavish amounts doesn't really make sense, given that A, you're decent people. B, you know that that would diminish your ability to produce something healthy for folks. But those are kind of like, because you're virtuous people, you don't do it wrong. But the ones that you're mentioning to me now are things like, hey, it's very expensive. And so it wouldn't make sense for me to waste a product, especially given input prices and output, you know, sale prices are so low, input prices are so high. Financially, it's stupid of me to waste product. And also, there are all kinds of good things that we want to preserve from that. And so we want to very selectively and only when certain thresholds are met use these products. I mean, that there's a financial incentive to you, a productivity incentive to you, in addition to just being the good person. And I think that's really interesting.
I think, you said it, and then just to bring it into a little bit better picture for people, excuse me, my sprayer that I'll be using today, it carries 1,000 gallons of product. So that ounce and a half of chemical that we're going to be putting out to kill the worms, it's going to be mixed into 10 gallons of water. I'm putting out 10 gallons of water per acre, strictly using the water as a carrier to be able to cover that acre. Well, that sprayer, if I'm putting out 7.5, sometimes I'll do 7.5 gallon work, so that'll get me 133 acres. So I'm usually doing between 100 and 133 acres a load. One load of those products can cost between $7,000 and
$10,000. Whoa. Wow.
So I'm not. You see,
you're not trying to waste it. Yeah, you're not trying to waste it.
Right, exactly. We're very, very cautious with what we put out there.
Yeah, wow.
For many reasons. But, yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand. And then, you know what? This time of year, what happens? As good as, and I don't think there's a better weatherman than a farmer, but you mix up a load, you go out there and start spraying, and where there wasn't a cloud a while ago, now there's a cloud. And some of this stuff has a lot of the stuff that we use will have an 8-hour rain fast time. So it's not supposed to get rained on for 8 hours. Well, this time of the year, you don't frequently get 8 hours.
Yeah,
right?
Or you have to be careful, right?
So you might be going out there tomorrow and reapplying that $7,000 to $10,000. Ugh. Worth of product on that field. So you see, that's what we're up against. And like I said, we've talked about the sprayers before and the size of them. You know, it carries 1,000 gallons. The booms are 108 feet wide. So the playing width of a football field is 160 feet wide. So I could do more than a football field in one round, you know, going down, turning around, and coming back. And I've done over into the bleachers on both sides. So
I like that.
So there's a lot going on. Everything's very expensive, but everything's extremely calculated. There's nothing that we do now in this day and time that where we just go out there and spray to spray, whether we need it or not.
I have a question that somebody asked me that I don't know the answer to, and I figure you will know. The J Peanut Festival. It got canceled. It's getting canceled. It didn't happen this year. What is the status of that? Do you know going forward?
It hasn't happened in quite a few years.
Okay.
That family, unfortunately got older and Mr. Gabbert, the one that came up with it, on his farm, he died. And they just really have never, for whatever reason, you know, they've never brought it back after his death. But,
okay. Well, that answers the question.
I know a lot of people asked about it, and it was a good thing.
Yeah, for sure it was. We always like to end with a farm fact. Do you have one for me this week, Ryan?
Yep, we're working on corn, you know, about to start harvesting it, and I was looking it up, and I didn't realize it was so used in so many things, but it said there are over 4,200 uses for corn, and one of them that stuck out to me as I was going over them that I didn't know was pharmaceutical companies use corn to create new antibiotics.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes they have to have a biological medium to grow them in, and they'll use corn to do that. So some of the antibiotics that we're using now, you know, have had to have corn to help make them what they are for our use. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah,
you,
that's
wild. You never
wild.
Know where this stuff's going to show up at.
And I always thought it was fascinating when they started replacing styrofoam with the biodegradable cornstarch-based, you know, popcorn peanuts and packing foam. And, you know, the kind that you just put a little water on, it just goes right away. I always thought that was, again, amazing uses for, like you say, for corn. How many different products? Ryan Jenkins is our farming friend up in Jay, Florida, the owner of Jenkins Farms. Ryan, as always, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for helping us city folk kind of understand it a little bit better, man. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you all so much for having us, and I appreciate everybody that listens. And I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Absolutely. Eat more peanuts. All right, Jay, Ryan, thanks so much. Eat more peanuts. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. Still seeing some minor delays there. Let's see here. Highway 29 southbound around East 10 Mile Road. Minor delay there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Uh-huh.
So you know how there was this stupid story out of Seattle where people were protesting the Blue Angels, and I told you how there's nothing so good that you can't find some nitwit somewhere to complain about it?
Correct.
And they had taken out this billboard at Seafair that was, you know, showing the Blue Angels and complaining about them or whatever. The newest picture, J.K. Adams' photo published this morning, but they say it's not their photo. Somebody sent it to them. Is the Say No to the Blue Angels billboard in the foreground and the Delta flying over it in the background.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
The best revenge is a tight formation.
Exactly.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Cleanup crews out in the Northeast today after streets were flooded by heavy rain yesterday. Apparently, New York City saw over 5 inches heavy flooding in New Jersey as well, where highways were flooded in parts of the state that were already pretty wet from previous storms. It's the final day of hearings in the deadly midair collision that happened over the Potomac River earlier this year. Testimony yesterday centered on air traffic control training. And Andrew, do you know what day it is?
Sure. Yes, it's August 1st. But you mean what happened in history?
Well, no, it's a specific day. Do you know what day it is?
Hulk Hogan Day.
Well, I was trying to bait you, and it is Hulk Hogan Day. Flags at half staff for that. But also, Andrew.
Do tell.
It's International Beer Day.
Oh!
Which was...
nice.
Yeah, the first...
Take one down, pass it around.
Finally, Friday I have a reason to try a beer.
So there you go. Hulk Hogan Day and International Beer Day. And happy Friday.
Seems like they would go together well. Thank you.